I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a Title IX baby who felt like she could have been a contender races across America to prove that women in their 60s can still crush it. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
The LA Dodgers have the best record in baseball, so clearly fans in LA are really enjoying watching their team on TV now, right?
They can't, because there's been an ongoing dispute involving their television rights and cable TV and some arcane fist fight between rich people. But I have to point out that not only are the Dodgers having a great season, they're filling the ballpark.
Yeah.
So I think maybe taking baseball off television for a while would be very good for the game.
Catcher Alex Avila was traded from the Tigers to the Cubs on Monday, and Cubs president Theo Epstein said, quote, "Every trade is a trade for someone's son," which is funny because, well, would you like to tell us why it's funny?
You don't mess with grandma. Alex Avila's father traded him, actually.
He's the GM.
He was the GM of the Tigers, and he was cool with it, and Alex was cool with it. But Mom Avila moving the grandkids, away, that is simply not done, my friend. She was outraged.
Former Notre Dame head football coach Ara Parseghian passed away Wednesday at the age of 94. He took over the program in 1964 and led the Irish to two national titles. How will you remember Parseghian?
Well, he's the one who revived Notre Dame football, which was, believe it or not, really in the dumps when he took over. I'll mostly remember him as probably the most comforting voice ever as an analyst on TV. He did 13 years on ABC and CBS doing college football games, and he was always like your friendly grandpa, although he was a real hard bar as a coach. On TV, he was like, okay, this is going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Your team is losing by 9 touchdowns. I will remember him for that.
I don't know about you, Charlie, but I am really tired of LeVar Ball, and I kind of just want him to shut up. This week, Michael Jordan said that he could beat Mr. Ball in a game of one-on-one, even if, quote, "I was one-legged." Wow, that is a game I would pay money to see.
Yeah, I mean, if they could arrange it, yeah. I mean, I don't want to cut Michael's leg off.
No.
The real trash talk came when he said, when talking about LeVar Ball, Jordan said, "I think he played in college, maybe. He averaged 2 points a game? Really? It doesn't deserve a response." My dear young man, this simply is not done.
This week, Ice Cube suspended Allen Iverson from
tournament. Stop right there. That is a sentence that has never appeared in the wide world of sports ever. Say it again.
Ice Cube suspended Allen Iverson from a basketball tournament.
It had to do with something called the Big Three Summer Basketball Tournament. Getting suspended by Ice Cube, you got to do something really bad.
Steph Curry is a very good basketball player. How did his first shot at a pro golf event go?
Well, I mean, first of all, he shot a 74 on the day.
So we did
get
okay.
Get that out of the way first. Yeah. His first tee shot, he hooked it and it landed into the cup holder of a golf cart. He meant to do that.
Absolutely. Dick Gamble was inducted into the American Hockey League Hall of Fame in 2007. For that honor, he was given a ring, which he gave to his son. And as far as he knew, his son still had it. How did he find out otherwise?
The young Gamble lost it while he was fishing. And a scuba diver pulled it out of one of the Finger Lakes and gave it back to Dick Gamble, who is now 88 years old and who will never give it to his son ever again.
Fans of the 2004 movie Dodgeball will remember this.
International Dodgeball Open here on ESPN 8. Theo Cho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
And now the Ocho will become a reality. Please explain.
Bold strategy, Karen. Let's see if it pays off. They're going to do a day where they are the Ocho, and they're going to put very weird games on. They're going to do juggling. This is going to be a sport that combines martial arts, volleyball, table tennis, soccer, dodgeball, and juggling.
Woo.
I would love to see martial arts and juggling because you could really do something with those Indian clubs.
Well, August 8th, you can tune in.
Absolutely.
And finally, Charlie, ESPN decided to take the owner of NotSportsCenter.com to court. ESPN brought a bunch of high-paid lawyers. NotSportsCenter.com was represented by the domain owner, a guy named Will Appleby. And the winner was...
NoSportsCenter.com. NotSportsCenter.com won the lawsuit, represented only by the guy who owned the domain. So if Frank Capra was still making movies, this would be one he'd be on right now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins Bill each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Grazie, Karen.